Thursday night. Okay, tonight we're going to talk a little about the Issa Kitnius, which is a takon of the Goinim that it's Asur. And even though there are some smart aleck rabbis that want to be poritz geder, and they're begeder yishchenu nochosh, no question, but it can't be mezalzel, certainly not in the Issa Kitnius. And it's like Yontav Sheni, you know, it starts to break down and it causes a zilzul, and you see so many dinim that are in Shulchan Aruch because of the problem of possible zilzul to Yontav Sheni. So this is not like Yontav Sheni, it's obviously a later takona, but it's Asur mitzad the takona of the Gaonim. So Kitnius is, it's hard to define, it's not an exact definition, but it's basically things that you eat, what you plant, and seeds, things that you eat, what you plant. It's not totally across the board an exact definition of like Kitnius. If you're learning Zeron, if you learn Zeron with Rabbi Bernstein, you know Kitnius from Maseches Kelayim is not even the same Kitnius that's necessarily in Maseches Meiser or Maseches Shvius, but it has its definition, and there are certain things. Kanoa is like a famous thing that it's not clear if it's Kitnius or not. In Eretz Yisrael, the Bedat sasses it. In America, the star K is matir it. The OU is not sure, not clear. Someone called up the Chaf K, but they didn't get through to see what they hold, if they have a Shita. But I don't know. In Eretz Yisrael, the Bedat says it's also, so, you know, what are you going to do? Okay, realize that Kitnius is mukta if it's nogeya, because you're allowed to have it in your house. No itzur balyor balyamotzi. There's no itzur hanoa, so that's good pet food if you could find. If you have it as pet food, the reason for the issa kitnius, by the way, is twofold. Not that the reason matters anymore, but the reason is twofold. One is it generally doesn't matter. There could be cases where it matters, but in general, we don't do that. One reason is that the grain, regular grain of the Chameshus Aminim, would get mixed into this, either because of where it grew or because of the way they packed it. Even today, quinoa, I looked up, quinoa, it's very motzui. You need, if one gets a psak that he can conduct himself according to, let's say, the psak of the stake, if one gets such a psak, you have to have a good hechsher, because it's extremely motzui that grain makes its way in there, either because of where it grows or how it's packed or where the plants are. So God is mamish nogeya lemaisa. And another one, this is the second reason, besides the grain seeds getting chameshus aminim of grain, chitus soyer, etc., getting mixed into the grains of kitnius, into the kitnius. But the other reason was that you would make things like cornbread out of it, v'chulu, and they have now, but now, you know, that sounds funny to us, because now you have pizza and you have noodles, and the Bedatz also is giving hechsher and all sorts of funny looking things. And certainly if we use the potato starch, which is mamish, like you make cakes, which is certainly looks like chometz sticker cakes, the chulu, but that was originally the issa then. What do you do about watermelon? Can you eat watermelon Pesach? Of course you can eat watermelon Pesach. Okay, can you eat watermelon seeds on Pesach? Can you go to the store and buy garinim of watermelon? So the poskim, the paskim, no, you can't. If you eat it as watermelon, then you could. But if it's sold as kitnius, as the, you know, the thing, especially if it's kalui v'chulu, or shlomo zalman, or there's some krell, they say it's taka osur in that way. Apparently, garinim of dalas, what's that? Oh, so that's it, the same thing. You could eat a pumpkin. Okay. Kitnius starts being usher when it's usher to eat chametz, right, on Erev Pesach, at the time that chametz becomes usher to eat. If kitnius is bottle berov on Pesach, if that is ever nogeya, so it is bottle berov. And as I said, you could have kitnius in the house, you could have anor from kitnius. No. The case where the poskim, if you go to someone's house and They're Sfardim. Sfardim obviously were not Makabal. It's well known that Sfardim were not Makabal the Issa Kitnius ever. And so the Kalim is an issue. It's better to wait 24 hours for sure. The Poskim are Matir after 24 hours without actually undergoing a Hagolah. Some are Machmer, some are Mekel. You have to ask a Shaila if you're ever in that situation. But if you're Mamish served food and you're in a guest, and Bishas HaTchak, you have to ask a Shaila if you anticipate it happening. If you don't anticipate it happening and you're sitting there and you don't know what to do, so L'chayra, you could be Mekel, L'chayra, because they're being Mevatel it, if it's Batel Beroth, and they're not doing it L'chatchila Alz Bittel Isser, they're doing it because that's their food. And then it's served to you. If it's not Be'en, if it's Taka Batel Beroth, then you could be Mekel L'chayra, because L'chayra. But if it's not Be'en, you can't eat if it's Be'en. So if you serve the soup, and there's rice in the soup, you would not be allowed to eat the rice that's Be'en, but you could be Mekel that it's Batel Beroth, I would think. I can't. First of all, I'm not smart enough. And second of all, it's not the forum. Okay? You could give kidney. There are the built-in coolers to kidneys. They're built-in. It's not like someone said, kidneys, who cares? Is to a chola, even a chola shembol sakona, to a cotton if it's necessary, because a cotton always has a din of a chola shembol sakona. If it's, again, if it's necessary, and the post can tell you to wash out the dishes that are using the kidneys in a different sink, not in the kitchen sink, and keep it separate. Shemen kidneys, which was raised, is an issue. Lamais and Eretz Yisrael, across the board, they're machmir about shemen of kidneys. You know, there's all sorts of coolers out there, which are legitimate. These are already legitimate coolers. But in Eretz Yisrael, they're knowing to be machmir. What to do about cottonseed oil, whether that's called kidneys, you have to ask your, as we say, your local Orthodox rabbi, what you should do about that. And, okay, let's see if we... You hear an interesting case. Let's say someone makes out of... It's an interesting chumrah. Like, if someone would make flour out of kidneys and be nizhar and all the azharas of wheat flour, and you know, 18 minutes, and make sure it doesn't, like, it's still so it's a machlokas haposkim. What do you do then? And the maskona is that it's also adrav. It sounds funny that it should be more chomer, but that's how it is, because that became like a chefsa to isura. But that is a shaila in the later poskim, not heintika poskim, in the like 200 years ago poskim, it was a shaila of such a case. It's interesting with the derivative ends up being more chomor than the ikker did. Okay.